our concern is storage. If you get this product and you wind up not using it, what happens from, say, in spring when you put it in storage and then you decide that you're, I mean, when you're going to use it next winter, is it all in one big clump or?
Okay, Don, are you referencing treated salt at this particular point?
Correct.
Let me go to Bill Edwards. Bill, what's your experience been?
We've been using treated salt for just about 10 years. It's a little bit different formulas along the way, and the recent treated salt storage has been excellent. It'll get, as long as you keep, you know, you got to keep the water. If you got any leaky spots, you know, it's going to cause some problems. But it'll get a little crust on it, but we're always, it's just able to go right into the pile. It's not been an issue. Stores real well.
It's Paul Johnson here. I've likely got 10,000 tons in stock right now that I've had since April. We transferred it from one facility to scattered it throughout the county. We always have stock left over, and it has never, ever been a problem.
Wow, that sounds
good. We've been using it for likely nearly 10 years as well.
Wow. Don, thanks for your question. Let me go to Craig Smith. Go ahead, Craig. I know you've got a question as well.
Well, you know what? You've answered kind of a couple of them for me so far. You know, we always use a dry product. We've never had any, you know, we don't have a liquid system. We're a very small village. My problem is, you know, we house this always out in the open. You know, is the weather going to, you know, work on the encapsulation? Are we going to lose any of, you know, for leaching or anything like that? And how does it sit out all winter? I know with our regular salt, it just, you know, freezes, and we spend a lot of time breaking the piles up.
Mark DeVries, talk to us about it.
Okay, well, two different things. Yes, if you have it outside and you get precipitation on it, you're going to start, like you would with your brine, you're going to get runoff. So the optimum thing is to keep it covered in any way you can. The good news is that any kind of a treated salt is definitely going to stay looser, not lump up. That's going to be a big advantage for you. Certainly, working with a vendor and trying to get it as you need it is a good thing, but needing to always have some on site, you're going to want to keep it covered as you would any kind of salt. I mean, whether it's treated or untreated, leaving it in the weather is going to have its effects on it as it precipitates. But you certainly will see some advantages to the treated salt, especially in the lumping. That's one of the big benefits to it.